Welcome in. Today we're building parallel saturation for drum and bass drums in Ableton Live, from scratch, with a smoky late-night mood in mind. Beginner-friendly, all stock devices, and by the end you'll have a clean drum bus plus two parallel vibe layers you can blend like instruments. Here's the core idea you want to lock in. Your dry drum bus is the definition. That's your punch, your snap, your clean transients. The parallel returns are the haze, density, grit, thickness, movement. And if you can clearly hear the return as its own obvious, separate distorted drum kit, it's probably too loud, too bright, or too wide. All right, let's set the scene. Set your tempo to drum and bass territory, 172 to 176 BPM. Build a simple two-bar loop. Tick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add some hats or shakers, straight 1/16s or a little shuffle. And if you want extra character, layer in a break, like an Amen-style loop, tucked under your one-shots. Now select all your drum tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Name that group drum bus. On the drum bus, don't process much yet. Keep it clean. We want headroom. A really good target is peaks around -6 dB/fs on the drum bus meter. Not because it's magic, but because saturation and compression work better when they're not being slammed immediately. At the very end of your drum bus chain, drop a utility. Leave it at 0 for now. This is your output trim later, so you can keep your level honest while you add all this vibe. Now we build the first return, the body layer. Go to your return tracks and insert a return. Name it a warm smash. Quick coaching note, I like leaving return faders at 0 dB and doing the blending with sends. It makes automation and recall way easier. If you need a master trim, we'll do it with a utility at the end of the return. On a warm smash, we're going to build a chain that adds weight and thickness, but doesn't steal your transient punch. The trick is, soften transients on the parallel, keep the main crisp. First device, EQ8 before any saturation. This is important because distortion exaggerates whatever you feed it. Turn on a high-pass filter at about 30 to 40 Hz, 24 dB per octave. We're not trying to distort useless sub-rumble. And for the smoky vibe, if your drums are bright, add a gentle low-pass around 10 to 12 KHz. Think club haze, not sparkly glass. Next, add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere around +4 to +8 dB. Then pull the output down so the return doesn't suddenly feel better just because it's louder. Start with about -4 dB output and adjust by ear. Optional. If your saturator has a color section, you can experiment, but don't get lost there yet. We're building a reliable template. After saturator, add drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch super subtle, like 0 to 10%. For smoky late night, we want warmth and density, not sandpaper. Boom can be 0 to 15%, with a frequency around 50 to 80 Hz, where exactly depends on your kick. If your kick is more subby, you might go a bit higher. If it's more punchy, you might go a bit lower. Keep it tasteful. Now the key move, transients on drum bus, set negative. Try -5 to -15. Yes, we're reducing transients on purpose on the parallel layer. That makes the parallel layer more like a thick tail under the drums, while your dry signal keeps the hit. Next, add glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so we don't completely flatten the front edge. Release on auto, or about 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. We're trying to thicken sustain and make it steady. And again, don't chase loudness here. You want consistency and body. Not everything is smashed. After glue, add another EQ8 for post-shaping. If it gets boxy, dip 250 to 400 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. If it's still too bright for the mood, do a gentle shelf down around 8 to 12 KHz. Finally, put a utility at the end of the return. This is your trim. You'll use it to loudness match during a / B tests. Now let's actually feed the return. On your drum bus channel, raise, send it a start around -18 to -12 dB. Then listen and blend. What you're listening for is not I hear distortion. You're listening for the drums to feel thicker, more glued, more present, while the kick and snare still punch clean. A great test. Mute return A. Unmute it, if you don't miss it when it's gone. Add a touch more send, if it sounds like a separate crunchy layer. Back it off. Cool. That's the body. Now we build the texture layer. Insert another return. Name it B Grime Air. This one is mid-focused and darker, designed to add character to hats, breaks, and sometimes snare, without spraying harsh high-end everywhere. First device, EQ8, and we're going to band limit hard. High pass at about 200 to 350 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This protects your low end, then low pass at about 6 to 9 kHz. Also 24 dB per octave, that keeps the texture dark and controlled. We're literally designing a layer that lives in the mid-range. Next, at overdrive, set the frequency somewhere between 700 Hz and 1.5 kHz. Drive around 20 to 45%, tone around 30 to 45%. Lower tone equals darker. Dynamics around 30 to 60%, and set dry/wet to 100% because this is a parallel return. The blend happens with the send knob. Optional, but very jungle friendly, add redux after overdrive. Set down sample around 2 to 6, bits around 10 to 14. Then keep dry/wet very low, like 10 to 25%. We're aiming for that cigarette paper texture. If it starts sounding like a video game, you've gone too far. Now add auto filter for movement. This is one of the quickest ways to make late night drift. Set it to low pass. Frequency around 4 to 8 kHz. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. Envelope amount tiny 0 to 5%. Turn on the LFO. Amount around 5 to 15%. Rate slow, like 0.10 to 0.25 Hz. That's a gradual, breathing drift, not wobble. Then add utility at the end. Set width somewhere between 70 and 110%. Keep it controlled. Wide distortion can destroy mono compatibility and club translation. Use the utility gain as your final trim. Now start sending into return B. A good starting point, from hats, tops, and brakes, send B around minus 20 to minus 14 dB. From snare, a little can be amazing. From kick, usually very little or none, because this layer can make the kick clicky or papery. Now, best practice routing. You can send from the drum bus for speed, but if you want that pro control, send from individual tracks. Here's a solid D-N-B starting approach. Kick feeds mostly warm smash, almost no grime air. Snare can feed both, because snares love parallel grit and density. Hats and tops feed mostly grime air, and maybe a tiny touch of warm smash if you want them thicker. Brake layer can feed both, but you watch harshness and you watch the low end. Now let's do the part people skip, and it matters. Gain staging and proper /B. Parallel chains are loudness traps. Louder often feels better, even when it's actually worse. So do this. First, turn both returns off. Listen. Turn them on. Listen. If the overall drum bus got louder, don't assume it's better. Go to the utility on each return and trim down until the overall loudness feels roughly matched. Now decide if it's actually improving the groove, and keep your drum bus peaks roughly around minus 6 to minus 3 dBFS before you do master processing. You want room to work. Extra coach trick. Drop a spectrum device temporarily on each return so you can see mystery mud and mystery fizz. On return A, if you see a bunch of energy below about 50 Hz, tighten that high pass. On return B, if you see too much energy above 8 to 10 kHz, lower the low pass cutoff or darken the overdrive tone. Also do a mono check. On each return, set utility width to 0% for a moment. If your groove collapses or the kit suddenly feels like it lost its core, you've made the character too stereo dependent. Keep punch centered, keep dirt optional. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where parallel saturation becomes fun. Think of these returns like performance controls. On the drop, you can push warm smash up by like 1 or 2 dB worth of send. Instant impact without changing samples. In the second 16 bars, slowly introduce grime air on the hats or brake. That's tension. That's the room filling with haze. In breakdowns, pull both returns down so it feels cleaner and more distant. Then slam them back in at the drop for that door opens into the club moment. And for halftime or deeper sections, automate the auto filter cutoff lower on the returns. Darker often feels heavier in late night D&B. You don't always need more top end. You need more mood. One more pro move. Sidechain the parallel layer slightly from the kick. Put a compressor on the return. Enable sidechain. Choose the kick as input, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. That tiny breathing keeps your low end clean and your groove moving. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you dial this in. If you saturate full range without band limiting, you'll get fizzy highs and smeared lows. If you crush transients on the main drum bus, you lose the punch. Keep the main clean, smash the parallel. If you send everything equally, it sounds generic. Different drums want different amounts. If you skip EQ before saturation, you're basically asking for mud and harshness. If you go too wide on distorted layers, your mono translation suffers and the club system won't love you. Let's finish with a quick 15-minute practice plan so you can actually lock this in. Take your loop, kick, snare, Hats, maybe it a break. Build return exactly like we did. Build return be exactly like we did. Now save three versions. Version 1, only warm smash active. Version 2, only grime air active. Version 3, both, but automate send B to rise in the second half of the loop. Export 8 bars of each. Then compare with the same peak level. Ask yourself, does the snare feel fuller without sounding louder? Do the hats feel closer without getting sandy or piercing? Does the groove stay punchy, with the kick still reading as the loudest transient? And that's the whole mindset. Layers, not effects. Clean definition on the dry bus. Smoky density underneath. Blended just enough that you miss it when it's gone. If you tell me whether you're using clean one-shots, break-heavy drums, or a mix of both, I can suggest starting send amounts and a tailored third return, like a mid-punch layer that makes snares feel forward without adding harsh top.